This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is moving forward with plans to transform vacant downtown buildings into apartments. Four projects on LaSalle and Monroe Streets will receive $150 million in tax increment financing to help fund those renovations, and more than 1,000 residential units will be created under the plan. It will also include more than 300 affordable units. Mayor Johnson says the investment is a chance to revitalize a struggling downtown.
Like many cities, we are in the process of recovering from the impact of the pandemic, resulting in vacancies, particularly our storefronts and our offices. It's changing what it means to be a shopper and a worker. We have to respond to these changes.
The initiative builds on a plan originally started under former Mayor Lori Lightfoot. City officials say they expect to start leasing units by late 2026. More than two dozen Illinois advocacy groups have filed a friend of the court brief in an upcoming Supreme Court case about homelessness. My colleague Esther Yunji Kang reports later this month, the high court will hear a case out of Grants Pass, Oregon. That city has an ordinance that allows homeless people to be fined and even arrested. Two lower courts have ruled the law is unconstitutional, but Illinois advocates are worried it could be reversed. Camilla Krause is with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless and worked on the amicus brief.
We want to make sure that, one, the Supreme Court sees that solution-driven approaches are more effective and that these punitive approaches really don't do anything to solve homelessness.
Oral arguments begin April 22nd. The not-for-profit parent of WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times is announcing layoffs today. Chicago Public Media says 14 positions across both news organizations will be eliminated because of financial pressures. The union that represents WBEZ content creators is decrying the job cuts as devastating. Four Chicago restaurants are finalists for the Oscars of the dining world, including Logan Square staple Lula Cafe. James Beard Award finalists were announced today. Lula is a finalist for the prestigious Hospitality Award. Chef Anna Posey of Danish Bakery Elska is a finalist in the Outstanding Pastry Chef category. And two fine dining chefs will vie for this year's title of Best Chef Great Lakes. And a slow-moving weather system is dropping a mix of rain and snow on the Chicago area today and tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Rafal Ogoric says temperatures will continue to rise, though, through the weekend.
Looks like we'll be back in the 60s temperature-wise start next week, which is certainly more spring-like than the weather that we're seeing today.
And we'll finally see some sunny skies on Friday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.